Julia Perry, our next composer, was born in Kentucky in 1924. Her family soon moved to Akron, Ohio, where she grew up in a house full of music. Her father, a doctor, played the piano, and both her older sisters played the violin. Perry wanted to be a composer from an early age. She earned bachelor's and master's degrees from Westminster Choir College and also studied at the Juilliard School and the Berkshire Music Center in Massachusetts. Perry received two Guggenheim Fellowships and spent the 1950s in Europe, studying in Italy with the avant-garde composer Luigi Dallapiccola and taking some lessons with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. After her return to the United States, she taught briefly at Florida A&M College and Atlanta University. In 1971, she suffered a paralytic stroke and was hospitalized for several years, but taught herself to write with her left hand and returned to composing before her death in 1979 at the age of 55. All in all, she composed 12 symphonies, a violin concerto, two piano concertos, four operas, cantatas, choral pieces, songs, and numerous instrumental chamber and solo works. We're going to listen to Homunculus CF for 10 percussionists. Here is what she writes about the piece. Homunculus CF for 10 percussionists was composed in Akron, Ohio during the summer of 1960 in my apartment, situated on the top floor of my father's, physician and surgeon, office, equipped with all the necessary facilities except a piano. These clinical surroundings evoked memories of a medieval laboratory where Wagner, youthful apprentice to Faust, made a successful alchemy experiment, fashioning and bringing to life a creature he called homunculus. Having selected percussion instruments for my formula, then maneuvering and distilling them by means of the chord of the 15th, CF, this musical test tube baby was brought to life. The chord of the 15th was created from a succession of superimposed thirds. Let's hear it now. Julia Perry's Homunculus CF for 10 percussionists, performed by the Manhattan Percussion Ensemble.